Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, y'all. Live from string training, and we have the man of the hour, the man of the season.
I would call him man of the year.
The man of the year.
I feel like he deserves that.
Tori Lavello.
Hey.
So, Tori, in your opinion, how are we looking this year? Where are the D-backs falling?
Yeah, you know what? We're going to win a lot of baseball games.
162 baseball games.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not going to put a number on it. I know Major League Baseball has the odds at 87, 88 games. We just got to get in the big dance. That's the mindset we have. We were half a game away from it last year, so we're focusing on little things. Because you can't tell me we didn't do one thing or 100 things last year that didn't make a difference for us getting in the playoffs or not. So it's a little bit of a strategy that I'm using to tell these guys like it all matters, but you know, I feel like we're going to win 90-plus games. That's my gut feel. We have a really good baseball team.
It is an interesting situation to be in because in 23, you specifically said, I think we have a sleeper team this year. We're going to fly under the radar. 2024, we're going to make a playoff run. Yeah. Like you said, we missed it by a game and a half. It was a really big bummer for us. And this year, you guys are back up to stacking your lineup, being prepared and ready to go. So we're at the very tail end of training season.
Yeah.
Spring training. How are you guys feeling coming into playing the Cubbies for your home opener?
I know. First of all, you got a good memory. I did say that. In 23, I felt like we were coming on and we were going to arrive that year. Did I think we were going to go to the World Series? No. I really felt like 24, 25, 26 is when we were going to start to really take off. So here we didn't do it last year. Here we are 25, and you know, I get a little nervous this time of the spring because the season starts and you can't go backwards to work and train on certain things. So I'm always worried, like, did we do everything? I get a little panicky. But we are. We have a great staff that's in there right now killing it. They're going to prepare our day to make sure we are talking about the right drills and the right packages to get us ready for that series. Love that the Cubs are going over to the Far East. They're going to play in Japan.
Yeah,
hopefully
really
they
good.
Come back kind of sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And they're on the bad time change, and we can sneak three games out of them. But they're a good baseball team. They're well-run.
So, yeah.
It's super excited. It's going to be a great fan base. They come. They travel well, so it should be real exciting.
Now, the Diamondbacks are known for being one of the best farming teams in MLB. Who do you guys have coming up right now that is, like, your farming one to watch this year that's like, there's a chance that this guy is going to be a killer this year?
Yeah. You know, we have a couple guys that are under the hood, and it's fun for me to see them. Like, they come up and they train with us periodically and playing some games because spring training is a little bit different. Our players, our star players, don't play every single inning. But I feel like we have a guy by the last name Ament, who's a young pitcher that just climbed right through the ranks this past season last year, and you find him up in the big leagues. And he's a guy that nobody knew much about. He was drafted in a place where you wouldn't say he's a total prospect, but he's emerging. And I really root for those guys that don't get a lot coming into the season or into the system, but when they get here, they really take off. So Christopher Turin, I just saw him walking in, a young Venezuelan shortstop. He's 19 years old. And let's go back to being 19 years old. Like, I barely could, I was just figuring out how to, like, make a stovetop dinner. This kid is playing professional baseball and hanging out line drives and playing at a very high level.
Wild.
So it's a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Question for you, Tori. What's your favorite country song that's on the radio right now as you listen to Camel Country 107.9?
Yeah.
Tori's preferred station.
What kind of guy are you?
Yeah.
Are you a Stapleton guy? Are you a Walling guy?
I'm very, very versatile.
I like that.
Yeah.
Are you a Dixie chick?
Yeah, a little bit, but
it's just the
chicks now. It's just the chicks.
It is just the chicks.
I'm gonna say Old Dominion is very strong for me. Very, very strong. So
they're
I'll start
my
there.
Favorite.
Yeah, I love Old Dominion.
Yeah, they're great.
I Karaoke, one-man band.
I
feel like I am at a rock concert and I'm the lead singer. So
yes.
I can nail it pretty good.
Matt doesn't really have a crazy vocal range in that song either. So
no.
It's kind of easy to be like,
I can hit
I'm feeling Sunday fun day karaoke party.
Oh, we got to have you over.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I'm feeling.
I know you and Kristen have talked about that. It would be we watch football.
Yes.
And then we start to have some very festive drinks, and then next thing you know, the karaoke machine comes on, and we just let it rip until about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
We're one-man banning it on a Sunday.
I noticed that invitation was very exclusive, though.
You are more than welcome
Nico,
to come.
I'm telling you. No way.
You are more than welcome to come.
You guys are a team now, right?
We are, yes. So,
where I go, you go.
Yeah.
We're the actual D-backs official radio partner. You heard it here first.
Oh, nice.
You heard it here first.
Very nice.
We
love that.
We're the actual D-backs official.
Oh, okay, I love that. Okay.
I'm
in on that. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to just start to randomly say that when I finish a sentence. Radio partner, Camel.
Camel, what is that?
So, let's do that.
Now, I saw on social media, you guys have a great social media team, by the way, but I did see that yesterday you guys had your wives and girlfriends luncheon.
Yeah.
And your wife was there, Kristen.
Yeah.
We love her, by the way. Does she really take responsibility, being that you are the manager and she's your wife, to bring in those wives and those girlfriends and make them feel like a part of the organization? Because I feel like that would be kind of alienating sometimes.
Yeah. Yesterday, it was the owner's wife, Mrs. Kendrick, and Amy Hall. They put on that event, and Kristen was able to speak in front of the ladies as well to give them just a bird's eye view of what's important to her. But during the year, Kristen will do a ton of events. She will have different things over at the house, different things on road trips, just to bring the ladies together, because I think behind every successful baseball player, there's a very strong woman, that is able to hold down the fort, raise children, and just make it simple enough for the gentlemen to chase their dream. In my case, she is absolutely 100% the reason why I'm sitting here today, because I can do what I need to do and not worry about what's going on at the house right now. So she puts events together. She's very serious about it. She has a very inclusive mindset. And I think it resonates. And you look at successful teams, I think a lot of them inside of our industry that we know about are successful when you bring the group together. It's a family environment. We really mean that.
I love that. What do you and Kristen attribute your guys' long marriage to? Because you guys have been together for a really long time.
Yeah, we have. Probably communication. And it's not easy, right? Everybody thinks that, you know, marriage could be easy and you walk in the park and it's just a piece of cake, but we really work at it. And communication is, for me, the most important thing, and being able to give and take. My mom told me to have a successful marriage is 60-40 in both directions. So if I'm giving 60 and she's giving 40 and she's giving 60 and I have to give 40 from her point of view, that was the best advice I got. So I try to give way more than I'm receiving from her.
I love that.
Thank you.
That was beautifully said.
Right, we got deep right there. Cheyenne is, she has some really good questions.
Yeah. And you just redefined marriage for myself.
There you go. I appreciate that.
One day when I'm married, Tori, I'll take that advice.
That applies to any relationship with any profession, because I have a weird gig job, too. It's very unconventional.
Nico, I'll give you 60.
I had to move. Please do.
I will. Give you 60. Thank you.
Yeah. Because I can only give you 40.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to another D-back season kicking off March 27th, Chase Field against the Cubbies.
Thanks,
you guys. You guys are looking great. We're looking forward to it. We're always the consummate underdog story, which I kind of hate.
Yeah.
Because we're always performing at a very high level. But then you see, like, the Dodgers being annoying and spending $20 kajillion, and then we'll end up beating them.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's all a matter of who wants it more?
Totally.
And the D-backs look hungry, and I love it.
I promise you we will be hungry. Thank you for acknowledging that. The Dodgers are the Dodgers, right? They went out and spent $1 billion last year. They were at it again this offseason. They're playing within the ground rules. They're not cheating by spending as much money as they are. We just do it differently. We do it from the inside out. We do it under the hood. We talk about what's important. We build from this level, the player development level, to come over here and help us win baseball games. So we like that attitude. If we're the underdog, we're like, fine.
Yeah.
Let's embrace it. We're still going to go out and try and kick your butt.
I love that.
All right. Looking forward to 2025.
Well, let's make a World Series run this year.
For sure. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.